listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Have you heard of folks who have a mission statement? You know, something to kind of help them define what the purpose of their life is? Well, I think I see a mission statement for the Apostle Paul right here in Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. Let me read those two verses to you, and I'll explain to you what I'm talking about. Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 28. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Now, of course, I asked you before if you know what a mission statement is. Many people and organizations use a mission statement to clarify their purpose and their goals. They use it to clearly state what they do, how they'll do it, and what success will look like when they do it. We can regard these two verses as a short, yet remarkably complete mission statement for the Apostle Paul. Paul was a man who knew what he was doing and why he did it. So the words, him we preach, mean that Paul's mission had a focus, Jesus Christ. Paul's preaching wasn't focused on himself, his humor, his ability to entertain. It wasn't focused on helpful advice or inspirational thoughts. Paul's preaching was focused on the person and work of Jesus Christ. Him we preach. Then the words warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom means that Paul's mission had a method. In his preaching, he warned, he taught, he used wisdom along the way. You might say that Paul warned the sinner, taught believers, and did it all with wisdom. Then the words, every man, by the way, repeated three times in those two verses. Those words mean that Paul's mission had an audience, that is, everyone. He wanted to preach Jesus to old and young, rich and poor, slave and free, Greek or Jew, man or woman, smart or simple. His message of God's good gift to us in Jesus Christ was so wonderful that it was for everybody. Then the words, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, mean that Paul's mission had a goal. The goal was to see God's work completed in everybody. Preaching Jesus with wise warning and teaching should bring believers to maturity in Jesus Christ. Then the words, to this end I also labor, striving, means that Paul worked very hard to accomplish this goal. He worked to know Jesus himself, then the world to preach Jesus wisely. Then he worked to bring the truth of Jesus to each life possible, bringing them to maturity in Jesus Christ. Paul knew this would require his effort, his work, so he gave it his all. Then those words, his working which works in me mightily, mean that Paul understood that even his hard work was the gift of God at work in his life. Now, Paul certainly worked, but it was the work of God in and through him that did it. He did not rely on his own strength and resources. He relied on his working, meaning God's working, not his own ability. Friends, let me ask you this question. What's your mission? Now, it may not be exactly the same as the Apostle Paul's, but your mission should have the same focus on Jesus and clarity about it as Paul's did. It should also rely on God's working for accomplishment, even as Paul's did. Work hard and then rely on God's work along the way. You can have that heart, that mentality, that mission for your life today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.